I was told when I was asked to do this that I'm supposed to treat you all like family, like I'm just talking to my family, like we're in our living room just having a discussion. So as family, you have to know my life. So I'm going to give you a little insight into my 24 years on this earth. I was born April 8th, 1987, a young black man to a single parent. So statistically, I was predisposed to failure. I'm glad I'm not interested in math. I'm not a mathematician, so statistics don't do me any good. I just throw them out by the way. Coming up, three brothers, single mother. She's working, going to school on her own, trying to keep us in line, no father there. So, you know, we're kind of rowdy. Young dudes getting involved in things around the way that we have no business doing, no business being a part of, but those were our role models. Those were what we had to go off of. Me, myself, I was always I'm an extrovert by nature, but when I'm around people, I keep to myself. If you can be that way, I'm not sure. So I really stayed to myself. I explored things on my own. I did what my homeboys didn't do. They outside on the corner. I'm at model practice, or I'm learning how to braid hair, or something like I'm just trying different things. So I'm really exposed to a lot of different things. When I was younger, like I said, I went to school for modeling, went to school for visual arts. Really didn't touch me too well. I don't like the fact that I get graded on my stick figures or whatever. I stuck to basketball, moved on to playing sports or whatever, and I was really good at it. As a matter of fact, I was supposed to go to school to hoop, Coppin State University, going to be a starting point guard coming out of 12th grade high school. School started August 28, 2006. August 26, 2006, I woke up in the middle of the night, going to a party, a couple parties here and there hopping. I was never really one to stay up late. I can be in the middle of a club at 2 a.m. and be sound asleep and be fine. So I'm in a car on the way home with sleep. My friend asked me, did I feel like driving home? Because he was driving. I was in the back seat sleep for about an hour already, so I thought I'd be okay. I live in the Owings Mills area, so if you're familiar with that, it's Rice's Town Road. If you know where the Walmart is out there, I was about a mile and a half up. So from the time I hit Rice's Town Road to a mile and a half later down to Walmart, I was asleep behind the vehicle of a car. I hit a telephone pole. Next thing I know, 3 days later, I'm waking up in shock trauma with a broken neck, broken ankle, lacerated carotid artery. I was just no good to anybody. Went through that. So my basketball aspirations were out the window after that. I couldn't walk for about 5 or 6 months, so I just gave up on that. So then I went back to art. That was my first love, so I figured I'd go back to that. Started a clothing line, February 14, 2007, Valentine's Day, so I felt a little bit lucky. I was by myself, so I figured I'd put my energy in something else. Started that up, had a few people that worked with me, but that fell through. Later on, had the vision again to come around. That fell through. Mind you, I'm in college right now, but I still don't have a degree. I kind of slacked off a few times. I might be the only person you know that's been about 3 or 4 different colleges with 0 credits. But Lord willing, I will be starting this January at Cobb State for nonprofit management. So try that again. Fell through the way. So then I become a chef. I was working down here at the Hilton Baltimore from 2008 until 2010. I was a chef. So I thought about going in the culinary field. Wasn't interested in that, so I gave it up. Took up a little medical assisting course because I was in school for nursing, trying to get in school for nursing in a nursing program. My mother worked at Johns Hopkins, Lifebridge University, and I couldn't get a job as on the stock. And so I was feeling like, man, I got to go to school, get certified in something so I can work in the medical field. I do that. Work was interfering with that, so I quit my job to focus on school 100%. So around February this year, my cousin calls me. She's from Baltimore but lives in New York. She's been to Paris for fashion and all of that, so she's really into that world. Like, I want to have a fashion show and an art show. I want to do something kind of different. So I'm all for it. Like, yeah, I'm in Baltimore. You want to have it here, so I'll handle all the groundwork. You just tell me what you want to do from New York, and we'll move on from there. That fell through, too. Just like everything else that I tried to be a part of, it fell through. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to stick with this. I'm not going to let it go by the side. I'm not going to throw it away. I really like the idea. So Walks of Art, my birth child, was born. Had a grand. When I dream big. You could say I have delusions of grandeur because I just dream that big. So I'm thinking, I'm going to do it down the convention center or down the Hippodrome or something real big. I couldn't get in contact with anybody there, so I moved to the next thing, the Frederick Douglass Museum. Marsha Reeves Jews, a lovely lady who was a director there, she loved me. She loved the idea. Let's go forward. So we moved forward. It cost about $8,000 there. I'm like, cool, I don't have that kind of money out of my pocket, so I try to get sponsors. Mind you, I just started in February. I'm only 23 years old at that time. I'm a nobody to that world, so I'm thinking big, like, I don't care. I'm just going to go in there with my charm, smile, put on a nice, tell them a nice story, and they're going to be with it. That fell through. So, you know what? I'm not going to give up. I'm just going to find another spot to have my inauguration event come out. So, cool. Still no sponsors came through, so I ended up having to pay things out of my own pocket. It came to about $4,000, which I guess it wasn't that bad for you to put in into your own work. But it turned out to be a great success. Like, a lot of people came out. I really didn't get to witness my first event because I was behind the scenes ripping and running. But they tell me it was great. I have the videos on my website, so if you would like to go check it out, you can tell me if you think it was great as well. Then my cousin, Brandon Terry, who is an illustrious, affluent young man, 27 years old with a PhD. He's went to Harvard, Oxford, Yale, from the same environment I'm in. So that just goes to show you that it does. Your environment is not who you are. It does not explain or describe what you can be in this life. He puts me on with Peter Broom, tells me go holler at him. Like, he's the man you want to get in touch with. He's who you want to contact with. Y'all had the same vision. So I get in contact with him. Now, mind you, I'm not really into the suits and ties. So I'm like, well, I'm meeting with him. He's very established. I'm going to try it on. So I go to meet with him. I'm dabbing there. I'm suited up, suited and booted. He comes in with a V-neck on, some thong flip-flops, and some board shorts. And I'm looking like, yes, I love him already. Like, that's my type of person. So from there, like, I've just been blessed to, I'm working with Damian Cooper from Baltimore City Council, got in contact with Jack Young, president of Baltimore City Council, met with Carl Stokes, working with various schools to try to get Walks of Art in there. So that's my story. I don't have a college degree. I just have my work that shows for me. I'm a young black male living in Baltimore City, one of the worst places you can be raised in America if you ask somebody. And I'm just doing my dream. That's my story.